I don't fucking know. Yeah.
You never do.
Okay. Says, hey, this bitch. What was that weak ass air guitar you did earlier though? Like you and that shows the point to Ricky. Ricky was right. You came out of nowhere thinking you fucking Steven Tyler, and you ain't no fucking Jimi Hendrix either.
Thank you. There you go.
You may look like you use all the drugs he's on.
Troy's a terrible person.
Hey.
Nigga trying to get me incriminated. I brought you in on this podcast. So back to this. Set me up.
Wow. Wow. Now niggas owning shit now.
That's right. That's right.
You know what? I'm not even about to take it there. I'm not going to take it there with you on this radio. I'm not going to do it.
Anyway. Can we get the people? Can we get the people what they want?
Oh, this shit's on?
Can we get... I mean, you know, it's rolling, but it's all good.
I'm just used to just talking that shit. That's
you,
all.
You, of course. Hey. Get you out here. You know what? Let's go into it. Episode 3, your... Alternative Blacks back in the building, back on the mic. I am Eric Vincent. What up, though, everybody?
What up, though, Detroit? This is your boy Troy checking in.
Man, we up here chilling again.
Let's introduce it. Fresh off the bat, let's introduce the segment to the show. What we like to call.
Let's go. I be blacking out. This is what we need the Kendrick drop. Just right here. That's one of the few parts of the song that's actually.
You know, we ain't on that level yet to get that shit clear. Nah. So
soon enough, you know, we're not trying to get sued by iTunes. We just starting to get popping. So.
Maybe one day we can add in that Blacking Out. But in today's segment of Blacking Out on the Alternative Blacks episode, we would like to. It's just like, damn, it really came to this. Like, this motherfucker has been blacking out for like damn near 2 years, 3 years now. 4 years, probably longer.
I would say longer.
He is from Chicago, Illinois. He used to throw up the rock, you know. He told us. He told us when he get on, he gonna leave your ass for a white girl.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kanye West. No, fuck that. No, why the fuck is this guy?
But you know what?
Take that red hat off.
No, we gonna clap anyway because you gonna air a lot of smoke in Kanye's way because I'm mad disappointed at this man.
Fuck Kanye.
Like he's always been the one to, we know Kanye, to stir up the controversy and, you know, do everything that was against the grain and, you know, to get conversations started. And what he's trying to do now is provoke a different, what he calls it, free thinking.
How is it free thinking if you're not even thinking outside of the box? Like, the greatest thing I heard, the takeaway I can take away from, like, people analyzing this Kanye situation is that when he said, he tried to correlate black people being Democrats. Only response that wasn't even from him that I heard somebody comment was, if he feels like we're stuck in this modern, like, red or blue party, Democratic or Republican, why don't you create a new party? So if instead you want to be opposite, but you do it by looking, like, disgusting, though. Like, you do it in a way where you're, like, you're not even talking about race. You're hurting gender. You know how many women felt bad for the comments this man made and, like, the way he carries himself? Like, come on now.
Kanye, breaking news. Like, being a black Republican is not anything new. Like,
Ben Carson, Eric's hero is Republican. Sorry, I had to throw
that in there. Now it's my hero.
Ben Carson is his hero, ladies and gentlemen.
If that's the case, the Tiger's on your wall of fame right now.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so... what Kanye thinks he's doing, he think he's breaking ground by, like, trying to do something new. Like, niggas been supporting Republicans for the longest, and that's cool, but
right.
I think what we've established at this point with this election and politics of right now, political affiliations don't fucking matter with what Donald Trump is preaching.
And if you really, exactly, because if you really want to sit there, Republicans don't claim him, and they say he's not a Republican. Like, the article came on many years, oh, if I had to run, I would be Republican. They're the... whatever he said. Like, exactly. He was basically saying that he could sell them easily. So I think Kanye is trying to, like, think outside the box. But you're, like T.I. said, it's you turned a bad idea into something worse now. Like,
That's how I feel.
You don't want to be what everybody's going for. Okay, we get it. Maybe you didn't want to vote for Hillary. Okay, cool. But to say you represent this man, like, you, all right, well, I don't agree with everything he says, but... he's right. The only thing that we all as Americans can sit there and say that Donald Trump portrays, or the good thing that he says, is he's putting America first. That's the only statement that he makes. But not telling you how he's putting America first by building the wall. Hell no. Like, who about to pay for that?
No.
You ain't about to be. I'm all the way in Michigan. You going to tax me to build this half-ass wall? Nah.
No, but that's the thing that pissed me off the most about Kanye's rants and these sentiments. He said, like, this is like the biggest cop-out way of saying you don't fuck with somebody. Where he says, oh, I don't have to agree with what everybody thinks. No, motherfucker, you need, for a man like Donald Trump, with the shit that he's done in terms of racism that he's promoted,
right,
the, you know, sexual assaults that he's, you know, acting like it's cool in locker room talk and shit. Grabbing women by the pussy is not cool, fellas. Like, that's not breaking news to anybody.
I could have sworn that was that, like, sexual assault, but okay.
So all the shit that he's been promoting, I don't understand why it's so hard for motherfuckers to speak out on that. Like, if you don't agree with things that Donald Trump is supporting or is influencing, you should be speaking on that shit directly. Like, yo,
right,
I don't agree with what he does in his personal, like, yo, his, you know, his views on women or how he treats people of color, but I respect such and such, or me and him agree on this. Like, something, right, some kind of clarity instead of this fake, deep, general, everybody's a free thinker. You can say, right, and believe what you want. Like, right, no, there has to be some reasonable context behind it. No,
I agree. I think what it is like, this man gave us so many ways to not like him. Donald Trump, like, he made it blatant on who he was and what he was representing, that, like, no matter what he does and no matter, like, if he does any good to America, like, morally, at the end of the day, if it's, like, good, if it's correct, but I still can't get past the fact of his inauguration, the lunch or dinner they had,
mm-hmm,
and that, where they held it. This man selected that painting to be displayed right behind him, knowing the cameras were going to catch it. And if y'all ever need to, like, Google this, like, painting, I don't know, it was his inauguration lunch or dinner, whatever it is, just Google that picture, that painting, and that was him saying, yeah, he is getting America where it was supposed to be. Not word for word, but he was stating that
he was okay with that representation. This is the White House.
This is what America, this is America getting back to what it was before. And that shit was, the painting is wild. I don't want to describe it. Do your research, Google it, but
I'll do it. It's slaves on it. It's slave documentation. Am I correct?
It's slaves getting beaten in front of your Americans during that time, in front of white people. I'm sorry. That's what the painting was. That's the painting that he selected to have behind him while he ate dinner with his party.
And these pieces of representation are all over America now. Like, we motherfuckers still fighting to keep the Confederate flag alive. Even our fucking money, man. Like, come on, dog. You tell me George Washington owned slaves. Like, what's it called? Dave Chappelle said, we got baseball cards with slave owners on them. Like, that's what our money is.
Real shit.
And, like, it's kind of, it's mad uncomfortable representing that. It's mad uncomfortable saluting men who are co-signing that kind of shit back in the day.
To say this motherfucker, Kanye, said, you still a nigga in a coupe. No, like, what about the Benz? So, like, what do you say? No matter if it's
even
a Benz.
Even if you in a Benz, you still a nigga in a coupe.
You, even if it's a hat, you still a nigga in a hat. Like, you can make America great again or not, Kanye. You are contradicting what you say. And that's what makes me think, like all bullshit aside, this man really needs some, like, mental health shit. Because I feel like he has to live this image, and he's running off his own natural high and probably drugs that aren't good for him, creating his image, thinking he's a genius. Like, that shit is, like, ruining him and ruining his brand. Like I said before, this is equivalent to LeBron James going to Miami. We get it. If he wasn't dropping an album, we get it. If Kanye wasn't dropping an album, I'm like, all right, he really feels this way. I'll tell you how it's equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kanye, we know he's dropping an album. What does he start doing, Eric? He starts tweeting. Nike. He starts something controversial, starts talking shit. Last year, before he had his meltdown, he blamed it on a meltdown. What was he saying before he had his meltdown, Eric, on stage? He's on his what?
I forgot.
Who did he say he was on his what shit? Oh, I'm on my shit.
The fuck are you talking about?
He said, oh, on stage. Before he ended, he said, oh, I'm on my Trump shit. And then he ended. Yeah, guys, it's my
fucking target. He said, if I would have voted for somebody, I would have voted for Trump.
And on the stage, he said, oh, yeah, I'm on my Trump shit.
Oh, I don't remember that shit.
Yeah, he said that. So,
hell no, Jesus.
Kanye was doing that. He had his meltdown. And now he's back to tweeting again because he's about to drop an album. So I feel like you're creating all this buzz. You're creating all this, like, this commotion for you to drop an album, which, therefore, me saying, like, comparing that to him and LeBron then at Miami move, is that Kanye, you could drop a surprise album overnight with no song names. It could be raw as fuck. It's still going to do 200K on streaming services.
So you're just, so pretty much you're saying LeBron and Kanye are doing things to enhance their brand, their image, their perception in ways they don't have to.
I feel like Kanye feels like Kanye is already solidified, so he's looking at he's looking at the new guys. I wouldn't say new guys. He's looking at the new marketing strategy. But if you're like already a legend, your marketing strategies should be still the same. Like you're gonna get your money. You're Kanye West. Like if musically, I'm saying, yes. I don't know about your other investments musically. So I feel like you did all of this for like clout with streaming, or like just for like recognition for you doing music. And so LeBron, he been to the finals before, right? When he was in Cleveland his first rookie year.
Yep.
You go to Miami, you leave your city and say, hey, I got to go win this ring. Like, you went to go play with somebody else. You basically use somebody else's brand to, like, make yourself or step into that role to accomplish something, basically.
Okay. It's a bit of a reach, but I get what you're saying.
It's not a bit of a reach. It's basically, if LeBron would have stayed in Cleveland, he would have still had the same career, if not better.
I get it.
If he would have stayed with Cleveland, he would have won a ring. He would have got some people there. He would have got some people there.
We talked about that a million times. The thing that kills me about Kanye, I think there are some pieces of...
Fuck, we did it. I'm sorry. We weren't supposed to talk about the fucking Cavaliers.
It happened, see?
God, shout out to Cleveland one time for Cleveland.
Well, fucking snuck by the Pacers. Oh, that was this goddamn...
Yeah, anyway.
But back to Kanye. So, I believe there are some forms of impossible. Like, I really do. I believe Kanye tries to literally break the ground of the impossible.
Yeah.
I remember during the Yeezus tour, this motherfucker's up, some of his merch that he was selling was a Confederate flag.
And now that I think about it, you're right.
He was trying to sell that as merch.
That was before before his meltdown.
Yes, that was before. Yeah, it was like, this was during the fashion meltdown. So my thing is that, like, there's some pieces, like, there's some things you can't just do, especially without explanation. You can't align yourself black man with somebody like Donald Trump without explaining, with more than just general tweets that are just going to get the internet buzzing. Yeah. Like, you have to do more than just going to get more than just dick riding and co-signing for people like Chance the Rapper, who hopped in with terrible timing. Shame on you for that, Chance.
Yeah, he fucked up his brand.
Thank you for the apology,
too.
But shame on you for that, bro. Yeah. And then the same shit like now, like, you'll never see motherfuckers like taking out the swastika and putting that in front of Jewish people saying, hey, we're just trying to rewrite the world, you know, we're trying to rewrite history, make it cool and spread love.
Leave it to Kanye.
That kind of shit is impossible.
Leave it to Kanye.
There are some forms of impossible.
My thing is this. He went all the way to the other side of his brain thinking, yo. Like, that just made me, like, just think, like, yo, I forgot he did drop that Confederate merchandise.
Yeah,
and that was, like,
that was mad.
That was before he started name-dropping Trump. So,
yes.
Is Kanye trying to secretly win over white supremacy?
I mean, he's alienating his other fan base. Black people, when he said George Bush don't care about black people, Kanye already had white people before that. And he had some black people as well in his fan base.
He wasn't in the sunken place.
Close to the sunken place. He captured every black fan at that motherfucking
I don't even
point.
Think he was drinking tea back then.
No, he was mad chill at that point.
Yeah.
He was good. This was way before the Hennessy, way before Amber Rose clouded his mind.
Yeah.
You know, Ye was in a good space at this point. He was just cocky.
Yeah.
That was his problem. This is beyond arrogance. This is beyond... Even the songs he put out. Like, I like the concept... He dropped the record. Let's take it one by one. Let's take
one
it one
by one,
one,
please.
Let's go one by one. We got Ye vs. the People with T.I.
He put the perfect person on that track.
Perfect
person
Salute
on that
to
track.
T.I.
And
one
I wonder how that took
time.
Place. I wondered, were they in the studio together, or did he just be like, yo, T.I.,
I'm
fill in the blanks.
I'm hoping they were together, because I hate the. I'm cool with knowing that motherfuckers just email songs back and forth, but something like this, I don't want to hear, just emailed that shit to you, bro.
Yeah.
We gonna make it. No, y'all got to sit down and have a conversation.
Have a conversation, and then we about to fucking write bars on it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can mail a Without Warning album with Offset and the fucking 21 Savage.
So,
this type of shit?
So he technically
sit down
dropped
together.
Three tracks this weekend. You didn't hear the remix?
Of what?
Oh, well, are we done with the first track?
Yeah, versus the People.
That track was okay. It's like I said, I couldn't take nothing away that made me change the thought I had of Kanye West. It's still fuck Kanye. He's still blacking out.
Yeah, he's still not. He still hasn't said, like you said, he hasn't explained why he aligns himself with him.
No.
We have dragon energy. Nigga, what the fuck does that mean? What kind of rich nigga talk is that?
This nigga about 60, 70 years old. He ain't got no type of dragon energy. He got fucking Cialis energy. That's what Donald Trump got.
Ain't no dragging in that bullshit. Like I said, he ain't explained nothing or give no kind of context. Even in the song, he gave across his message of wanting to spread love and, you know, try to rewrite possibilities for black people and people around America, like black people being Republican.
But did you see Martin Luther King in a fucking KKK outfit ever?
Never.
Okay.
That's
my point
happened.
Exactly, Kanye West. Get your fucking nose off the dope.
Kanye, yeah, please come back, bro.
And then what was the name of the track? What was the name of the second track he dropped?
What's that shit called?
Lift Yourself.
Lift Yourself, yes. Yes.
The
yes.
sample was hard as fuck. Everybody like, hell yeah. This motherfucker got all internet trolling Ebro. Oh, this next verse I'm about to drop Ebro is going to be fire. It's called Lift Yourself. This is for you, Ebro. What did he say on there? I don't even think it was a full fucking real sentence.
Whoop-a-dee-scoop. Whoop-a-dee-scoop. Doop-a-dee-doop. He said, I'm going to give you guys the closest that you're going to get to old Kanye production, and I'm going to troll the shit out of you with the fucking lyrical.
And that's what he did. And you know this son of a bitch remixed that?
I had no idea.
I'll take that phrase back.
Yeah, for the one time.
You know this bitch remixed that?
No, I did not know.
And he tried to troll J. Cole. He tweeted J. Cole, "Hey, Smoke Purp is. I like Smoke Purp lyrics. Smoke Purp is a dope artist because Smoke Purp is a little pump. Like, boy, if y'all don't know, he's been saying fuck J. Cole on stage. They got this imaginary beef with J. Cole. So
a 2018 beef.
Yeah. Probably. So exactly. So they throw on Kanye trolls J. Cole. Oh, because J. Cole called out Kanye, and then he called out these new rappers. So Kanye goes to Twitter, oh, J. Cole, I'm not, this isn't no beef or diss to J. Cole, but I've been messing with Smoke Purp lyrics. He's came far. So he remixes Poopity Scoop, whatever that bullshit, Lift Yourself and Take a Shit. Mm-hmm. He remixed that song through Smoke Purp on there. He yells out, Eskid it. Ooh, fuck J. Cole.
Oh my God.
No, I don't think he said fuck J. Cole. He said something. Smoke Purp said J. Cole's name.
Okay.
And then he proceeded to go poop-a-dee-scoop.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So you pay Smoke Purp to remix this track, and you announce it on Twitter. And you, like, I don't know where this man, again, if this is what you call a marketing strategy from a solidified rapper, something is not right in his head. You think, what did Jay-Z have to do? Does Jay-Z do all this shit when he's dropping an album?
When Jay-Z tweets, what did he do? He gave love to everybody in hip-hop.
All the new artists.
T. Grizzly. He co-signed the new generation. He brought in, pretty much saying, yo, y'all think I'm not paying attention to shit. I am. Like, T. Grizzly got the hottest song out right now. Salute to all the new artists making a new wave. Shout out to everybody that's been making a wave. I'm coming up soon.
Shout out to T. Grizzly from being the from the west side of Detroit and holding down that side of Detroit where a lot of rappers try, but yo, he didn't kick down the door. But proceed.
If you can't tell, Troy's a fan. But salute to T Grizzly one time. Hey,
Joy Road, bitch, but the money long is 6 mile, brick mile.
Nah, with Ye, like this shit has not made me interested in the album. Like I'm up here arguing with my homeboy about this, and he's sitting here like trying to say, like, he's hyped for this shit. He's super ready for the album to come out. I'm not in any way, shape, or form.
Me neither.
Even after Ye versus the people, like, none of this shit makes me want to, like, push play on the
Ye. I'm afraid because I feel like after this album, we are really going to see, like, yo, is he going to either OD or commit suicide? Which one of the two? Like, it's got to be one of the two. If he really about to go through with this album, and these are just trolling tracks, okay, again, you're going to get compared to LeBron every time. But there's nothing you can fucking persuade. You can't persuade me as a black male. You can't persuade any woman out here, no matter what. You can't persuade nobody to be like, all right, yeah, I fucks with Trump. No, you can't. That was the wrong thing to do. If anything, he could have dropped an album. He could have got so much clout from bashing Trump and bigging up Obama. But instead, he wanted, this is what kills me. People like to be different even though when they know they're wrong. And they won't admit to shit. Like, Kanye is probably like a fucking selfish, honoring motherfucker where you like, ain't no convincing Ye. Like, yeah, all right, you tripping. You know, fuck that. How? Because I'm thinking different. But yo, you okay, we get you thinking different. Cool, you're thinking different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay to grab him by the pussy, is what you're saying. Because out of majority, we like, yo, don't grab him by the pussy. That's wrong as hell. That's
not cool, bro.
But you're thinking different, and you're going to grab Kim K by the pussy. I mean, she's your wife. Kim Kardashian, she's not a good example to use. I mean, but you're going to grab a classy woman by her pussy and think, no. Like, no, Kanye, no. There's nothing you can say. You're blacking out, bro. Yeah. You're blacking out.
100%. And you know what? This kind of, I've been thinking about this too, because it's been a lot going on. Even with just Kanye West. So we got the Kanye news of him promoting his album with this bullshit. So we had Kanye's bullshit. Bill Cosby found guilty on 3 counts of sexual assault. And then Nas also as well. It was found. Apparently, Khalees, his old wife, Miss Milkshake.
But that Nas thing's nothing new, though. It's about nothing new.
His hands on women.
I think, no, about him and her. I think it was a lot of, I don't know.
I mean, it was breaking news to me. I didn't. What I wanted to get to was, so whether celebrities want to deal with it or not, celebrities might not, like, they all try to play the Charles Barkley, I'm not a role model. Regardless, whether you want that responsibility or not, it's right. Fucking there. Like, yeah. Kids go look at you as, you know, holier than thou, regardless. You're a
public figure, no matter
yes.
What.
And when these kind of stories come out, whether it's your famous celebrity disappointing you like Kanye is doing for plenty of people right now, or Bill Cosby, who was a lifetime idol for, you know, motherfuckers in film or entertainment for decades.
Right.
Now he's been brought to the light for his skeletons. Nas in trouble with his skeletons. There was a time, I don't want to say, where you could, like, separate an artist's art and their, I'm sorry, separate their personality and their personal life from their art. I feel like that's impossible now.
I mean, some genres capitalized off of it. Like Tina Turner, for instance. She benefited from the better. She benefited from the better of it. Nowadays,
she
came
back strong. Yeah.
Way, like, that was a great story. Mm-hmm. But, like, everybody's got a camera now. Everybody's got information on you now. Like, no matter what, your shit's gonna come to the light no matter what nowadays. Like, it's harder to hide shit now because you got technology. So, I feel like nowadays you can't separate the two. I don't know. At the end of the day, you just gotta, I hate to say this phrase, but at the end of the day, you gotta do the right thing. I love the Spike Lee movie, but the phrase is so cliche in the modern world that me and Eric live in. But
cheers.
But anyway, yeah. So at the end of the day, in now 2018, you just gotta fucking realize, like, I don't even know if this camera, right? Like, it could be a security camera that you don't even see, and you doing some wild shit. So
end of the day, sell it to TMZ for a quick ticket.
Yeah, if you a public figure, you just gotta be very fucking cautious. That's it.
Yep, TMZ, social media, like, all that shit has pretty much made it impossible for celebrities to hide, I guess, I don't want to say everything in life, but certain instances about their life.
I wish they had some tea on Bill Clinton. I wish they had that. Boy, that man probably was in there sipping Hennessy, getting topped up by Monica Lewinsky.
He had his feet up, he was ready to
Tupac
go.
Tupac playing.
He's like, oh, almost 3:15.
How do you want it? It's Jodeci and Pac.
No, man, it sucks because they've always said, you've always heard the saying, like, don't ever meet your favorite celebrity, don't ever meet your idols, because they'll end up disappointing you in a way. That shit's true. Like, I've seen that shit happen in radio before. Like,
shout out to Fetty Wap.
Man, fuck that bitch ass nigga.
Well, I fuck with you, Fetty.
Fuck you.
Trap Queen's a classic.
No, it's not.
Proceed.
You're missing eyes a classic. Anyway.
Wow.
Fucking, yeah, you don't ever want to meet your idols. They'll disappoint you in some of the worst ways sometimes.
Not all of them.
Not all of them, but in those instances that it happens, your life motherfucking comes down. Even if it was Drake, even if it turns out that he just wasn't everything that you thought he was gonna be, you know, what if Drake was a fake singer or somebody.
It would if Drake was really dark skinned. I would be fucking devastated.
Oh, you would be crushed
if Drake was really dark skinned, like. Yo, his little fucking Maybelline and shit smeared off. I met him like, yo, what's? I feel bamboozled.
So Drake had like he had to get or some shit. He had like at the end of the day, he was really dark skinned.
He get these hands.
Wow.
He get these hands.
I hope he is. Just so I can see your reaction. Just for that sake only. That's the only reason I want to see it.
He pull off a mask. He keeps sweat.
Exactly. shit, it's gonna fucking happen. No, man, it's a tough time. I feel like, to be a celebrity, where your whole world is on Front Street constantly. You always have to be living the persona that you preach about in your art or talk about on the main stage. You can't ever really take a moment to just be yourself.
And that goes back to Kanye. It's a stressful thing that he's doing. Some just fucking go crazy in the head, or some just, hey, they fucking just go to drugs. So it could be a little bit of both. And I think that's what Kanye's doing. Like, a lot of artists try to find themselves, reinvent themselves. But like, yo, as fans, we like, yo, we still bumping that old shit you was dropping. Like, right. Don't switch up everything that you did. Like, and we see a lot of artists suffer from that. Like, I don't want to name drop, but yeah, we see plenty of artists going through that self-creation or self-reinvention where it's like, yo, like, you fucked up bad. That's why it sucks for artists to be 18 and popping. Like, come on, rap.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you've never seen an artist like that lasted that long since they were 18. Like,
you know what's a prime example of that? Like, someone who really just had no chance of ever becoming a grown-ass, like, MC?
Bow Wow.
Yeah. Prime fucking example. Bow Wow will never be Shad Moss.
No.
Like, you can change the handle all you want, Bow. You always gonna be Bow Wow.
You know who escaped it? Who was almost there? Justin Bieber. He was almost there.
I call that shit.
He was almost there.
Man, his old dumbass. He swore he was black on the inside.
Until that video leaked out.
Man, come on, dog.
One last lonely. You finished the rest. We remember that video TMZ put out there. My man was dropping them M-bombs like he fresh out of Canada. Talking about y'all play neutral. Get out of here.
But you know what? He did tweet Black Lives Matter, so I salute that. But yeah, he absolutely was.
He tweeted that?
Yeah, he posted it. It was, I think it was like sometime in January of this year, or even December, early last year, or late last year. I remember that shit. He put it on the gram and he tweeted.
Yo, shout out to Benjamin Button version of Robin Thicke, Justin Bieber. One time for the BLM tweet.
We salute you for that. I became a believer at that point. Yo, but nah, he was this close. He wanted to be a nigga so bad.
He do look like Robin Thicke really jumped in a time machine and got younger. Like, just stay this. Everything looks the same. Hair, glasses, same coke residue on the nose.
But he finally made adult content. He stopped making music for girls who ain't lost their virginity yet.
He took time off when he was getting from 14 to 17,
yes.
14 to 16. That's what Bow Wow didn't do. He didn't take time off to make us be like, damn, he grew up. Oh shit, then cool. Like, for Bieber, I feel like a lot of people was like, oh yeah, that shit weird. Like, what the fuck? Like, but he took time off and then he came back, reinvented himself, and he's not suffering now.
Plus he was a singer. I feel like it'd be a little easier as a singer.
I think true, but he went from, think of his first hit, that baby song. Like,
yeah,
that was the most popish young puppy love song you could think of, and then he went from that to talking about.
So what was Bow Wow's Bounce with Me?
He didn't take that break. Bow didn't take that break, so he could never reinvent himself.
No.
And now you got Kanye black the fuck out, lost his fuck in real life, beefing with Jay-Z over what? like
we still don't know.
Well, that moment where we like, yo, Ye and Hov don't fuck with each other, that's when we knew, like, yo, something ain't right. My man's really black the fuck out.
We're never getting Watch the Throne 2.
No, hell never. No. You'll never get that. We're
never getting Watch the Throne 2.
And if it's out there, I'm pretty sure that shit is never gonna get like sent through.
Yep. Hov was like, eh, nah.
Nah.
Send him the voicemail.
I don't blame him at all. I mean, all I can say is, you know, pray for Ye.
Pray for Ye. Hey, that was well thought of. Good job, man. The world to fly. For real, though, pray for my former favorite rapper. He's a, I don't know. He's dipping
should
off
he,
now.
Should he really have dropped out of college? Oh, let's not forget this fucking crazy
wait,
ass.
What?
Should he really drop out of college, man? I mean, you know.
Well, what college did he even get? I don't
but
know.
But before we fucking close off his blacking out, that blacking out segment, you saw what he was going to make his album cover?
Remind me, I forgot.
What was it? So you know his mom died from surgery complications.
Right.
He wanted to make the album cover the surgeon. The guy who fucked up the surgery or the surgery didn't go successful with. He wants the album cover of that guy. Tell me this man ain't black the fuck out, ladies and gentlemen. He is black the fuck out.
Yay. I don't even understand what the point of that would be. Whatever message you're trying to get across is not going to work, bro. It's just not. Like, I don't know. Is that, like, the ultimate, like, sign of forgiveness of, like, name it? Like, dog. This honestly makes me feel uncomfortable talking about that shit alone. That's mad. That's a terrible idea, yay. Please don't do that shit. Please.
Hey, man. That man, at the end of the day, people, this is what mental illness looks like, and we're experiencing it hands-on from an A-list celebrity. So.
Hey, man.
And then Bill Cosby, hey. Word of advice is don't eat open pudding.
Oh, sound advice, Troy. So Alternative Blacks.
Yeah.
We still rolling in this thing.
That's great advice.
Browsing on Twitter. Shout out to Twitter. Twitter really could give you some great show topics. Currently looking at a tweet now where a girl is going over her dating pet peeves.
Ooh.
And we agree on a few of these, actually. One is huge, where people like think this is like no big deal in 2018. Grammar will definitely get you fucked up on a relationship or in dating.
What?
Grammar.
Grammar, yes.
Like, I there's nothing I hate more when you texting a motherfucker and she's sitting there talking about, oh my God, this weekend is so much greater than last week, or it's greater than this last week, T-H-E-N.
Yeah.
Like, and they think it's cool. Oh, we're just texting. It's just online. It's just Snapchat. No. Like, nah. Like, so much shit. I feel like if you like typing like you, like just the letter U, yeah. Okay, that's fine. Like some shit you can skirt away from. You can't, you don't know the difference between the there, and there yet?
Yeah, grammar is, I can see that. My biggest pet peeve is when somebody fucking uses the wrong two. And they like missing an O. Like, yo, you add an extra O to that shit.
You just being lazy.
Yeah.
You just being lazy now. Like, there's no excuse for that shit.
You may as well just send the number two if that was the case.
Seriously, like. People, I feel like social media has allowed people to get away with too much shit. Whether it's faking what you look like, throwing filters on your face, or being allowed to be stupid and it still be cute.
It makes you dumb as hell. Like
no, that's just not flying, bro.
Like, you're not, I wonder what the fuck it'll look like if we all was just converted to, like, writing. Like, just pen and paper. Oh, man, we would see the dummies. We would see the dummies easily. All you motherfuckers smart behind computers and Wikipedia.
Or how about this? How about you pick up the phone and call somebody again? What's that nigga? You remember? Oh my God. I remember in middle school having to pick up the phone. You remember having to pick up the phone and your mama pick up the phone on accident and shit?
It's
like, Mom, on the phone, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, sweetie.
Who you on the phone?
Is it a girl?
With?
Mom! It's literally the super, not super bad. What's that shit called? 21 Jump Street.
I remember my mama picked up one night and said, "Well, are you on the phone this late?" I'm just on the phone like, you know.
Blocking.
Talking about homework.
Talking about homework.
11 years old at this time. We're talking about homework.
My female homework that I'm trying to get to know a little
in the,
bit.
In the Nelly Tip Drill video.
I'm trying to, shout out to BET Uncut.
One time for the one time.
Sheesh. Open up niggas' lives like crazy.
That's when you knew the world was switching to plastic. That's when you knew. We swiping everywhere.
That's when Nelly broke ground for real. Hell no. Nelly
is
true legend.
What's another thing they got on that list?
Let's see. Shit, you know what? Do you think, I don't know, we've talked a lot about social media in the aspect of dating in 2018. What do you think social media's effect really has been, like, as a whole with dating? Because I feel like you had, like, motherfuckers, I've literally seen, like, friends of mine, like, have a girl they was going out with and they, like, study her page. Before they even get to know her and shit like that. I'm like, yo, what's the point of sitting down with a motherfucker?
Yeah.
If you're going to sit in front of her shit and, like, study her Wikipedia and shit.
I mean, you ain't going to do shit but, like, find out nothing but bad shit by studying somebody, like, social media, especially for dating. Like, you better off, like, sitting down, talking to them and trying to get the truth to know them how they are and them, like, offering up the real truth about how they are versus, like, you deciphering and trying to put your own theory together off of what social media says. Because motherfuckers be wilding on social media, sharing crazy shit. But, like, I'm pretty sure at the end of the day, what post that somebody sent on your social media or whatnot, I can't walk away and be like, oh, well, that's just the type of person this person is. Like, no, salute, it's not healthy.
Salute. I mean, these are rare people in 2018, but salute to those who can have a relationship without it being broadcasted on social media. There's nothing that's funnier to me than the motherfucker who's in love in social media, like 2 weeks in the relationship with like helly long paragraphs, and then like 2 months later y'all not even together no more. You spent that whole big ass Hallmark caption on the old girl. Y'all motherfuckers not even together. No more.
Right. Like when did Facebook official become like more like more potent than a fucking, or mean more than a fucking marriage certificate? Like, I don't get it. Like, oh, we're not Facebook official. Like,
you what? Telling me I sat up here and I booked all this for the restaurant. I did all this romantic junk, but you sit up here tripping about Facebook relationship being like the official tag to everything?
Yeah.
Yo, like, social media has become way too complicated.
Why didn't you put me up as your WCW? Like, what?
Bro, like, is that heavy to you?
Like, you know how much work that takes? I got to find a good picture off your page. I got to screenshot it. Crop that bitch out. Like, it's not that important.
Especially if you ain't even do it. I've been in relationships where motherfuckers don't even do that back. I remember when I was in, dating and stuff, right. And I don't, like I said, I've never really been the one to, like, go all wild with my relationship stuff on social media. When one time when I'm with somebody, and they were upset because I wasn't, like, posting about it.
Oh,
so
shit.
I'm sitting there thinking, why don't you?
Uh-huh.
You're not even doing it either. So, like, how you gonna be mad at me for what I'm not doing? You not even doing that. You can't hold somebody to that same kind of stature if you not even doing the shit back.
Right. So she's trying to make you look like a simp out here.
Trying to make me look great. Like, you know what people do now? They try to make you fall in love more than they actually love you. That's what people, it's like a competition in dating now. People want to make you like me more than I like you.
That's a fucked up game.
It is.
That's fucked up.
It's bad, dangerous. People scared of getting hurt, man. You know, people scared of putting themselves out there. You know, this should not be returned. But that's kind of what you're supposed to do. That's how fucking dating works.
Yeah, I mean, you figuring out a person at the end of the day. So, at the end of the day, two people, no matter if it's a relationship, you have to talk. So, you have to communicate no matter what. And if you ain't being thorough or 100 with your communication, it's going to have friction. It's going to be, like, problems, like, regardless. So, at the end of the day, communication is the key. So, you know, I just got to... Communication and understanding, really. Like, you can't just understand you. You got to understand exactly. Other people. You have to understand the other person.
Understand their point of view. Understand, you know, why they may think in a certain type of way. But as you see in a lot of situations, whether it's dating, even like politics and shit like that, you see people can't see eye to eye because they don't take time to sit and think about it from somebody else's standpoint. Instead, they're just trying to drill in your head, I'm right, this is why I think this way, yeah. Instead of thinking about it or understanding it from somebody else's standpoint.
Right.
And, you know, that's why you see so much shit going sour, especially in dating in 2018.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Love One Time.
Motherfuckers getting married and shit, you know. Hey, wedding season coming up.
Love is in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that shit is crazy, though. Like, you can't, I don't know, you better off meeting a person face-to-face than getting your ass catfished. Flat the fuck out.
You ever been catfished?
I think I got catfished a long time. I got catfished when MySpace started popping. I remember I was at my boy Byron crib, and I was in the ninth grade. I had just moved to Farmington. 10th grade, I was at my boy Byron crib, and I'm like, oh, shit. Because this chick from California, she from Hollywood, she messaging me and shit. Conversation, she calling me, like, oh, yeah, my dad got a Porsche, she this and this. And I'm like fucking 14, 15 at the time, like, oh, yeah, hell yeah. She on the internet, bro, this shit true. Like, look, she sent me pictures, like, look at her profile, this shit real. Like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna be in Detroit. Oh, hell yeah, she about to pull up in Detroit. I'm thinking she's about to just fly on the chopper or something, like, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So she's in Detroit, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I've been busy. I've been seeing relatives. I'm going to hit you up later. Turns out this was a motherfucking catfish. That shit never happened. I let it go. But it wasn't as worse as these niggas who be on TV, like, flying miles across the sea, like, some dude, like, you thought it was a girl.
Luckily, you got MTV paying for that. There's other motherfuckers just paying their own gas and their own money to make that shit happen.
Wow.
But I can't say I've been catfished, but I've definitely been bamboozled too many damn times on the fake pics.
Eric sounds like he's been catfished, and he follow through with it, though.
No. See, I'm here bearing the truth.
She got a little facial hair.
I'm not dealing with this slander.
Is that Miss Pearly? Is that Miss Pearly from Friday After Next?
Who got some sense in this room? Clearly not our light skinned co-host here.
Always want to bring up the pigment.
Oh, it's all good, man.
Always want to bring up the pigment.
No, I was trying to kick it with this girl, and she put up a picture that was from like 4 years ago, mm-hmm. and she had like long hair.
A lot of shit can happen in 4 years.
A lot of shit can happen in 4 years. So she had a neck up pic, and it was long hair, you know, look good, like a pretty girl and shit.
Ah, she catfishing the fuck out of you, but I keep get going. There. Man. Hold on, you get where?
Where we go?
No, you pulled up on her. You pulled
we went
up.
Out. We went out to like dinner. Like, it was hella weird. It was like when I was like, you know, I was like 19 at the time.
So y'all met at the restaurant?
Yeah.
What restaurant?
We was at, where do we go? Olive Garden, I think.
Oh, this is
my first time going to Olive Garden.
Hey,
too.
He got the money ready and everything.
Man, I'm ready to have a good old time. I sit down. She got half her head cut off, half her hair cut off. Shit.
She didn't look like what
like,
she...
I feel like one leg was like bigger than the other.
Wow.
Like, it was all confusing.
Wow.
I was like, wow. Okay. I can get through 30 minutes of this.
Wow.
And I did. I luckily got out. You know, I faked the phone call. That's one of my favorites, you know. Pick up that. What? I'm sorry. Hold on one second. Where? No. No. Oh, my God.
My dog just got into a car accident. I got to go.
I'm sorry, man. You know how it be. Hey, here's some money for cat. There you go.
Wow.
I was pissed.
Yeah.
But see, I was still nice at that point. So I wasn't going like, I'm not going to black out on a motherfucker in that situation. Even though I feel like I had every right to.
He was nice at that point. So somewhere in his life, this is where Eric turned into an asshole that
we all
agree to.
Yeah, you embrace your inner asshole. You realize then you have standards and you honor your time. No. Fuck that shit. I don't care how it sounds. You realize you have time.
Wow.
You realize, you don't want to waste your time on motherfuckers who don't even want to be honest in a picture on social media,
right,
or tell you what they look like straight up. So if I'm up here going to dinner with you and I'm seeing this, so I'm seeing some shit that you're not representing, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to be pissed off. So if I see that shit now, oh, please.
Ladies,
you paying for your meal and you get your own ride home.
Wow, ladies, at the end of the day, to Eric, character doesn't mean shit.
That's what Troy... See? Hey... Alternative Blacks hired a new co-host. I don't know what's
wait,
up.
Wait. I ain't going nowhere. We burning this bitch down if I'm not here.
What's going on with this guy?
Burn all that shit down.
Dog, when I say burn that shit, I mean it. Jesus Christ. No, ladies, that is not at all what I mean. Character means a lot. It means a lot in 2018 to your boy.
No, I agree. You can't sit there and say, oh, nothing's wrong with the car, and that bitch breaks down the moment you get it off the lot. Exactly.
Wow.
Is that another car analogy to dating?
That's the second one. I think you did that in the first episode.
Hey,
it's all right.
Shout out to the automobiles.
It works. No, man, but she, yeah, you should be well aware of what you're getting into before you see somebody.
But then at the end of the day, I feel like if you lying to a motherfucker and, like, I know you're going to have to see me and I don't look the same. Like, yo, how do you fall through with it? Like, at that rate, I'm like, I don't want to fuck with you because you a fucking compulsive liar and you think it's okay. Like,
right.
Nah, like.
No, you think it's no big deal. You think how you portraying this shit and how you behaving is just
yeah.
cool. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, he'll get over it. One leg is bigger than the other. He'll be fine.
No big deal. You know, I wear a size 6 on the right foot and, you know, size 9 on the left. Like, what the fuck? No. Nah, fam. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I agree. You, that's the, like. There's no pros about dating online. Really, there's no fucking pros. So.
If you really think about it, it's really not. Like,
no.
even think about something like sexting. Like, it's cool in the moment, but if you look at it like the next day, it's like.
Yo, I was wild. Like, what the fuck did I say?
That's what I fucking said.
I hope nobody steal my phone.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro. Like, some shit you just gotta. Yeah, sexting. Dating in 2018 is just.
I feel like
it's a dangerous world.
The social media has made us so introverted where we can only talk through like via text or social media that like a motherfucker probably wouldn't know how to have a conversation. Like,
you can see it too. Like, you can literally tell motherfuckers who are only comfortable behind a camera or behind their keyboard. Like, they literally can't look you in the eye and have a direct conversation and shit. Like, it's scary. Yeah. It's fucking scary.
Chick probably walk up to a dude like, hey, how's it going? Text me.
Tweet me. Follow me. Help. Like, right. Nah, ask Twitter.
What should I do? Google it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Like,
Siri, what do I say?
Salute to our era. We were the generation where we were at the beginning of the internet, but we still were able to have fun on a day-to-day without having a phone in our hand or having a video game in our pocket or some shit.
Yeah, we were able to experience a regular life. Now these kids nowadays, it's sad to see that. All this shit, everything's going to be touchscreen.
Every damn thing.
Want some water? Just touchscreen until these fucking molecules and H2O is going to combine when you touch it, and water's going to be dispensed out of thin air.
It's going to be a Siri for everything. Shit, we're going to have automatic cars, like everything. iRobot going to be as real as you can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna suck.
It already kinda does. I'm gonna be totally honest with you. Like, I've said this for the longest. Like, people are scared of like zombies taking over the world, like people are scared of UFOs dropping from the sky and kidnapping us.
I'm afraid of these fucking robots.
Dog, robots are coming, nigga.
Yo, they already fucking trying to replace people with sex.
Yes, Toppy bots.
You seen the Toppy bots?
Yes!
You seen that bot giving top like.
Yes! Yo, motherfuckers making this shit, trying to make it as real as you can.
Yo, as an alternative black, I am never, ever getting any Toppy bot. You'll never get, no. I can never, like, it's not even cool. Can't be like, all right, babe, I brought home this robot. Let's have a three-way. Like, nah, like, that's weird. Like, no matter what level you put it on, I'm like, oh, yeah, man, my wife got a robot. You can't put that in, like, it doesn't sound normal no matter what situation. It sounds crazy if you're single. Yeah, I picked up this robot. Like, nah, nigga, you're going to be doing other shit later. But, like, I can see, like, you know, you got these married couples who, like, they do shit with each other. They, like, try new things. Hell no. Hell no. Because if this fucking bot just gets up on his own and just starts, like, getting pissed off, like, what are you gonna do? Call the police on a robot? You gonna pour water on that bitch?
I was watching some shit on YouTube about how they create a sex robot, and there was like different levels, like her sexiness, her attitude, and it was like her compulsive level.
Wow.
Like, why would that be an option? Like, if you slide that motherfucker all the way up, and your dick falls off because that motherfucker, you know, peeled it off for being too compulsive. Hey, it's what you signed up for. It's what you signed in the warranty. Like, nah, my nigga. Like, it's. What are you doing with a Toppy bot, bro? What are you doing with a sex robot?
I mean, what type of condom do you use? Like, what is that? Norton's anti-wet, like, virus? Like, what do you use? Norton security block? Like, I don't know. what condom do you use for that? And for two, it's a fucking talking robot. I seen on YouTube, this guy was trying to game this one robot. She was white. It was a white chick, and it was a white guy, and it was weird. His game wasn't working on the robot. That shit was nuts. Like, she was like rolling her eyes. I don't know if it was Will, but she was rolling her eyes and shit. I think that is like taking it too far now. I get it. Like,
yeah, like if you sitting at the crib trying to holler at Alexa and Siri for like dating tips and shit,
right?
Seeing like if they respond to your witty jokes and you try to try it on a person, dating's not for you, my nigga.
Sex and robots shouldn't mix. Robots should be limited. Like the whole like. Oh, self-driving car. That shit, though, I would never. No. I'd be the only motherfucker out here gassing.
I'm good, right?
I'd be the only motherfucker out here gassing. I'll tell you, like, what are you going to do when your car just decides to fucking just rogue out, go crazy?
You have no control then.
You in the back seat looking dumb as hell.
No motherfucking control. I'm telling you, I'm serious. I'm so serious. It's just a matter of time for iRobot becomes a real fucking thing. Well, we really have motherfuckers who can run around and clean for us and cook for us. But then that one time where it's a quick malfunction that you don't know shit about that you signed in that fine print at the bottom of that email, and he just goes haywire. Yo, and that red light clicks on.
Yo, shout out to iRobot. Them sweet potato pies looked A1 in that movie.
He got the big spoon.
Man, I'm like, yo.
I don't need no breakfast either, grandma.
Save me some, Will.
Straight up.
No, technology will be the end of mankind, no matter what shape or form. But yeah, that whole like sex robot shit, that just makes it worse. That makes it worse for human, like, right? Like, oh, I don't need to go out and talk to nobody. I can go home.
I need to go to the bar ever again.
All I got to do is charge this bitch up. She's going to do what she does, and she's not even going to complain. I'll flip her switch right off, man.
You guys go to the club, guys. I don't want to go to Greektown. Nope. I got Alexa right here.
She
guys.
Doesn't drink. She doesn't smoke.
Just give her 15 minutes so I plug her in, charge her up. We're gonna turn the lights on. It's gonna be magical.
Right. Nah, nigga. Like, come on, man. You in there fucking a device. Let's be real. You're fucking a device.
Stick your dick in machinery.
You better hope your Wi-Fi working. You better hope your Wi-Fi working.
Yeah, like, that's weird. Like, what if you, like, buy it at a store, and then it, like, cooks up to somebody's, like, Wi-Fi on the bus or some shit, and then it just starts talking out of nowhere. It
starts topping somebody else it up the Wi-Fi.
on the bus and shit, like.
And find the Wi-Fi host and unzip his pants and start topping him. Like, yo, right. Like, this bitch a thought already. Who the fuck sold me a thought bot? Fuck this bitch. Take her back.
I had a classy bot. What is this shit?
No warranty, sir.
Nope, sorry. Get what you paid for, motherfucker.
Once the penis breaks the threshold, she's yours.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, that shit trash, though. Don't buy a toppy bot. Yo, if I fucking know you and I see any type of robot, like, oh, no, I'm just holding this for my boy. No, we not cool for a whole year. You go in a year where I'm not fucking with you until I find out you doing something real with your life. Like, it's no excuse. Like, imagine if you walk into your boy crib and you seen him just trying to put shit up, put his room back together, and you saw a fucking, like, a leg stick. Now you're like, yo, what's that? You open the closet door, and it's a fucking life-size Barbie sitting there.
Man.
And that bitch is blinking, like, interacting and everything. What do you do at that point?
I feel like, in general, men can't, like, women can, like, use toys, like vibrators, that kind of shit.
Most definitely.
Men can't buy, what's this shit called? Flesh packets or whatever? Pocket pussies. Yeah. They can't buy shit like that.
Oh, no.
You can't have, you know, Polly the Robot ready for Saturday Night Action.
You're a fucking disgusting creep if you can. If you do.
And we're not friends.
And we can't even watch porno. We can't watch Pino without the whole world saying,
no.
Oh, you're disgusting. You're watching porno.
But let a girl sit up here and talk about how she loves, you know, lesbians. You know, then she's wifey material.
The world is all in.
It's all groovy. It's all groovy. Not us.
Oh, man, yeah, we'll have a romance party. No worries. Next thing you know, these fucking robots are going to be at the romance parties, Eric. I'm telling you. And all these, you've seen that HBO show where they do that crazy stuff, man.
Yeah.
That's really happening, Eric. They have these romance parties. Women gonna get away with this shit. They're catering to women. But let old Tim just have, you know, he just lost his wife. Tim's in his late 50s. Everybody call him a creep because instead, he's not in tune with social media.
Exactly.
Tim has his leftover money from his life's retirement fund. And he bought, you know how much these fucking robots cost?
I'm sure they're not cheap.
$15,000.
Wow.
The bitch don't even cook.
Motherfuckers spending Sally Maychecks to get a toppy bot.
And the bot don't even cook.
Right, so, she don't cook. She not gonna rub your bag. You know, she not gonna do nothing uplifting for you except lay there.
You spend 15 G's on, like, what? I don't know. She does nothing. So, yeah, it's a double standard when it comes to that shit. I seen the one that they were making for women with the man. I mean,
I don't think I see that. It's a male sex robot. Oh, God.
Yes.
And they probably made it look so normal for her, too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They made it look so normal, and they made it so elegant. Oh, they actually show clips, like, not, like, real, like, Pino clips of them doing it, but, yeah. Like, you saw her, like, using it, but not her using it all the way on YouTube. But she tried to, like, make it romantic. Oh, and I can just lay here and cuddle with him. I'm like, yo, like, if his batteries were charged up, he'd have got the fuck out. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to go hoop. I got to go pick up the fellas. Like, that robot would have got the fuck on. You can't make it exceptional. You're fucking a Ken now.
Meanwhile, your husband's in the other room with Jergens. Been waiting to make love to you, since y'all went out that night.
And you bust in on him. What are you watching? Pornhub again? You fucking jerk. You're disgusting.
Oh, no. She probably keeps it straight up. She probably only uses the toppy bot. And now he's just sitting there stuck, like, where do I come in this equation? You know, I paid for this wedding, and I've been married to you for 10 years, and, you know.
Would you just leave me the fuck alone, Paul?
Can I at least come lay in bed? No.
You're being fucking annoying again.
Ronnie the Robot's here. Sorry.
Go back to your fucking Jergens. Sorry about that, Autobot 3000.
It's okay.
Do I need to fuck him up?
Oh, we get kicked off this shit for sure. Oh, golly. Yup, toppy bots taking over the world and fucking up your relationships.
Hey.
Mr. Steal Your Girls, about to be Mr. Toppy Bot.
I can't get with that. I'm sorry. I just cannot. I mean, if that's what we come to as a society, then we're done. We're done.
So let's make America great again and not allow Toppy Bots. Can I say that? Or is that still too much? That's too much? Okay, let's take that back.
Alternative Blacks here. We're gonna take that shit back. The only host, Troy Ward, is still here. We're about to cut off this motherfucker's mic.
Get you in my house. Fuck that shit.
I don't even know where we are. This looks like I'm not going to go further. I'm not going to incriminate. I'm not going to. I'm not going
to. You want to take a guess? You want to take a guess?
I'm not going to incriminate Eric any much further. Anyway.
We got to get on out of here. Thank y'all for tuning in and rocking with us. We're officially on iTunes. Let's go.
Click that purple podcast app on your Apple phone. And if you don't have that, I'm pretty sure we flooded you with that SoundCloud link. And you can always go to SoundCloud.com.
Yes.
Type in Alternative Blacks. I hope you know how to spell alternative.
Yes.
If not, spend some time Google how to spell that shit. Blacks is easy. Alternative Blacks. Through SoundCloud, find us on there.
Yes. Follow us on social media as well. I am Eric Vincent. That's my everything. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all the above.
Follow me on IG, Troy Alexander 45. On Twitter, Troy Alexander Senior.
A lot of good stuff coming on there soon. And plenty more great stuff coming on the podcast. And of course, do not forget, don't be a bitch.
Be elite.
Yes, sir. Be easy.